With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The announced resignation of two members of Congress this week could affect the balance of power in the House of Representatives.
California Democrat Eric Swalwell said he will leave Congress after facing sexual misconduct allegations. And a short time later on Monday evening, Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas announced his retirement after recently admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. Given the razor-thin GOP majority in the House, the timing of the Swalwell and Gonzalez departures and who wins the special elections could shift the balance of power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Lebanese people are anticipating the outcome of the ongoing Lebanon-Israel meeting set for here in Washington, D.C.
Residents in Beirut say they're not opposed to direct talks with Israel, but many express pessimism that they would not be fruitful. Beirut resident Bilal Keber tells the AP, "I'm with peace. This must eventually be resolved. Otherwise, the two sides will keep striking each other." While Haytham Kaya, another resident, says he hopes that there will be a good outcome from...
That is Charles de la Desma. An earthquake in Nevada last night. Details from Lisa Dwyer.
A magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck a rural part of Nevada just before 6:30 p.m. Monday night. The epicenter was about 13 miles east of the town of Silver Springs, rattling residents, knocking merchandise off store shelves. Resident Tyra Fuller.
It was pretty bad. I thought the house was going to bounce off the foundation.
Tyra says she's not new to earthquakes.
I'm originally from Southern Cal, and we get rollers down there for the most part. This wasn't a roller, this was a bounce.
While the shaking only lasted about 20 seconds...
This was a complete shock.
Sound courtesy, Colo News, Nevada. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. The Grahams have some traveling planned. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Franklin is scheduled to preach the gospel on May 30th and 31st at the Festival de Esperanza in Madrid, an event being organized by Spanish churches and to include performances by Michael W. Smith and other contemporary Christian music stars. Meanwhile, his son Will Graham is slated to preach May 4th and 5th in Shikoku, Japan. The younger Graham says, quote, "God is doing something wonderful in Japan. I believe God's heart is for the next generation of Japanese that will choose to follow him and lead others to him." Michael Harrington reporting.
A survey from Lifeway Research finds that 68% of Protestant churchgoers say they make it a point to try and use their spiritual gifts to serve God and the people around them. That's up sharply from 2012, when less than 60% of respondents said they did that. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says Jesus prescribed a life that focuses on loving God and serving others. This is SRN News. A Tesla executive expects the company's Shanghai factory to help pave the way for the mass production of humanoid robots.
The comments by a Tesla vice president in Shanghai come as the U.S. electric vehicle giant pivots to robotics. While the Shanghai facilities are expected to play a key role as Tesla enters the era of robots, there are no specifics. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is urging a focus on AI and robotics and a reduced concentration on car sales. Tesla earlier decided to convert a California factory to produce its Optimus robots. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Labor Department says its producer price index, the one that measures inflation before it ever hits consumers, rose 0.5% from February and 4% compared to March of last year, the year-over-year gain, the biggest in more than 3 years. Energy prices surged 8.5% compared to February. More at SRNnews.com.